Welcome to the Advising Podcast. My name is Jim Kim, and with me today is Academic Counselor Kristen Labreck. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, Jim. I'm fine, thanks. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, well, this podcast will be a part of a series focusing on the different graduation requirements here at Seattle Pacific. And today we're going to talk about the 180 college level credit requirement. What are some of the details that students should think about when they're trying to reach 180?
Well, in order to graduate, all students need to earn a minimum of 180 total college level quarter credits. The easy way to remember that is to think about the rule of thumb that students should take 15 credits a quarter. And it's true, because if you take 15 credits every quarter, then after three quarters, you'll have 45 credits. Once you have 45 credits, you're a sophomore, 90 you're a junior, 135 you're a senior. So, you know, 45 credits a year is how you advance in class standing. So after 4 years, you should have 180, and it'll be time for graduation.
Perfect. Now, I've heard that math lab credits do not count towards 180. Is that correct?
They don't. You know, math lab credits are very helpful and necessary for some students, and they really help in terms of figuring out how to count all these credits. But credits below 1,000 level and above 4,999 are considered either below freshman or above senior class level, and only freshman through senior level classes count toward the 180. So we're looking specifically for courses numbered 1,000 through 4,999.
Okay. And I know that there are ins and outs involved with students who transfer in credits from semester schools, and I know that you have a personal experience with that.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but I actually transferred to SPU after 2 years at the University of Hawaii, where I had earned about 65 semester credits. Now, not all of my credits transferred. That happens in transfer sometimes. But, of course, when I got my transfer credit evaluation from my counselor, I saw that I had ended up at SPU with 91.5 quarter credits, which is a very interesting thing to think about. But what happens is the ratio for semester to quarter credits is 1 to 1.5. So every semester credit transfers as 1.5 quarter credits, meaning a 3-credit semester course would transfer as 4.5 quarter credits.
Gotcha. And just to clarify, the 180 is a minimum. Like, you can definitely go over 180, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can earn more than 180, but the minimum required for graduation is 180. So a student that has 179.5 or 179.75, that happens too sometimes, will need an additional credit in order to get over the 180 mark. One of our academic counselors in the office has a great illustration for this and says that if you were to go to a store and wanted to buy something for a dollar, you can't give them 98 or 99 cents. You have to have at least a dollar.
There's no rounding up.
No rounding up. Same thing goes with credits. You need at least 180 in order to graduate.
Okay, and if students have additional questions about the 180 requirement, who can they turn to?
There's many folks. There's a lot of resources on campus for students. The academic counselors are a great resource, so are faculty advisors, and we're always more than willing to help. It's our job, and we're happy to help students any way we can.
Perfect. Kristen, thank you for coming in to answer our questions about the 180 requirement.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
The Advising Podcast is a service of Student Academic Services, Demery Hall 120 and 151.